Blog Talk Radio.
We have some very unfortunate news for you guys. Our soundboard, it's sick right now. Isn't it sick, Petra?
Yeah, it's dry. Like, I was talking to Mickey, and he spilled his mango juice all over it.
Mickey, whatever. We came in the studio. We haven't been here for like 2 weeks, okay? We haven't been here. Everything's all over the place. I think we got robbed. I think, like, Chino and his gang came in here and just messed everything up. But our soundboard's not working, but you know what? That doesn't stop us. We're still going to do our intros. I'm going to give Tetra a little beat. Here we go.
Hey, y'all, I don't know, baby. It's your boy, DJ Tetra. I like to hear, man.
Okay. Hey, toss me a beat.
Let me give it, man.
I'm walking down the street, don't know where to go. And is it that doctor? That doctor. Bro. Welcome, guys.
That's what we do, guys.
That's what we do because we walked in here and our studio's filled with poo, you know? Everything's just jacked up right now. But, you know, we come here, we want to make you guys laugh.
A little bit of tears, but not too much tears.
Not too much tears, not too much laughs. Right in the middle.
Yeah, just enough.
Where your heart feels like it's at a perfect place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we got some breaking news. I'm like legitimately like 30 seconds away from firing Mickey.
Fire him, dude.
Because he's been effing up so much. Like,
you guys don't even know the things. Like, we were like chilling one time. We asked him to get a watermelon. And wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Pause that story. We have somebody asking to come on the show because our soundboard is jacked up, but it's still working. But the area code is 000.
Oh. What number is that? Satan?
I'm being dead honest with you guys. It's 000-012-3456.
You probably blocked the number.
3456?
Yeah, somebody probably blocked the number, but it's not a big deal.
Do you want to try it?
Yeah, put them on.
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Hey, well, first of all, thanks for reading out my entire number on the air.
Who is this?
Appreciate
that.
Man. No, it's no problem. I have a show of my own on Blog Talk Radio. But I was wondering if you guys are premium hosts. No?
Yeah, we are, man.
Oh, you are? Okay, because I'm not. And I'm just trying to get a feel for the thing because they're changing it to where now they're making it so crappy for the free people that they're kind of forcing them to do premium. So it's just checking to see what people were doing.
Well, pretty much the same. I mean, you just get a little more extra.
Yeah, it's pretty much
yeah.
the same thing as the free one. You just,
yeah.
you know, yeah.
But can Dr. Bones still break it down?
I can break it down, all right.
Oh, but we could do that for days. We could do that for eons.
We can do that for eons, man.
Keep it up.
Our system may be messed up, but I still can kick people off.
We can still do that. We can still do that much. You know, I mean, it's still, you know, Mickey might mess
it up.
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who that was.
At first I thought it was Dan Cronin for a second.
I thought it was somebody that we had just interviewed.
I thought it was Dan Cronin for a second. It was like, it sounded like him. And then all of a sudden, as he starts busting out a beat.
Oh, I mean, you know, it was a pretty nice beat.
But
like, you gotta warn us. You gotta warn us before you do that.
Before you bust out a beat and I kick you off.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you'd have let us know we were gonna do it, we'd have kept you on. But dang, man.
Dude, what was that? That wasn't like a real voice.
Dude, I thought that was Lucifer himself.
Does Dr. Bones, can you still break it down?
I know you guys switched to premium, but that doesn't mean you can't do this. Dude, I think he was jerking.
Some of the weirdest stuff has been happening to me and Tetra. Like, we come in the studio, it's all jacked up. I mean, some weird Lucifer man calls our show. It says, Buck's gonna beat. His number is 00123456.
Dude, he's thinking Satan's daughter.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. Man.
Dang, you know, but that's what happens when I'm a Dr. Bones and Tetra show.
That's what happens when you call me Dr. Bones and
Tetra. Things
show.
Happen.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, and if anybody else wants to, you know, call in, just push number one.
Anybody else wants to call in, drop us a line. Don't drop us a beat. Unless,
yeah, don't freestyle.
Unless you warn us. Warn us first. Say, hey.
Say, hey, I'm going to drop a beat. Don't
oh,
kick
okay,
me.
Man.
Oh, I won't kick you.
Oh,
don't
no
tase
problem.
Me, bro. I
don't,
won't, man.
Don't tase me, bro. But no, if you come on here and you're like, oh, can you still do things on premium?
Nah, don't do that.
That's for us. That's for me and Tetra. We have the right to do whatever we want here.
Yeah, you just don't bust out on the beat, man. But
don't just come on here and slap your tongue.
You know, today's show was gonna it was just gonna be about a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
And a little bit of that and a little bit of this. We have some numbers to prank call. I literally, like, no joke, because had a little apple fritter before the show. Coming back up. Excuse me. Like, literally, me and Tetra didn't know what to do today because for the, like, we haven't talked or anything. Not in a weird way. We're tighter than tight. But
yeah.
I've been gone doing stuff. He's been gone doing stuff. So tonight we're like, oh, what should we do? So I just went on the internet, and I looked up these numbers to prank call. And there's, like, some of these weird numbers, like, this guy's fat and has low self-esteem, and, like, all these different things. So
this guy's named Salvador. I'm a mosquito, and he likes to eat fatness out of his fat face.
Exactly. That's why Salvador just called it.
Hey, remember me? Chuck, chuck, boom.
Can Dr. Bone still bust it like this? Dude, that's going to be a quote on our show. You guys, if you guys are listening right now, you guys have been treated because that's like live stuff that we did not expect. That's ridiculous.
Jesus, guys. I mean, we're going to get some prank calls tonight. So if you want, get on, push number one and tell us what voice to use.
Press number one, tell us what voice to use. We will use it. And, we'll use it, and then we'll do that, and it'll be pretty nice. But Tetra told me a crazy story he had at McDonald's.
I
dropped to my knees, and I was like, what the heck? But we were driving over here to the studio, and he told me, and it was ridiculous.
Gosh, should I let him know, Doctor?
Let him know, baby.
All right, so I was at McDonald's, right, and I was walking in, and, it kind of smelled like a McNasty. That's what you expect from walking to McDonald's. So I ordered, and I'm like, can I get the two Big Macs for $3? Because I don't play around. When somebody gives me a deal, I'll take it,
You will snatch it out of your hand, boy.
So they're like, oh, cool. It was like, it's like $3.08. I'm like, okay, cool. I gave them $3.10, because I have an extra dime laying around, because that's what I do.
Exactly.
And they gave me the 2 cents back. You know what I said?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Because that's what he does.
Because I don't want stupid 2 pennies.
Who wants 2 cents? That's ridiculous.
So they're like, here's your change. You know what I said?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
And they're like, sir, you really got to take it. And I was like, hey.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
And they're like, stop calling me filthy. And I was like, sir.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I just stopped. They're like, sir, take your food. You know what I said?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
He had to do it like 3 times. And then when he
keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh, it was too funny. Like, you guys had to be there. You don't even understand.
Yeah, and then I went to the bathroom, and I took a dump.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I didn't even flush. I was like, you keep that.
Oh, man, that's too funny. I mean, you guys should have been in the moment when Tetra first told me, because, like, whew, man, that is a knee slapper. Oh, man, it was crazy. And I was
keep
like,
the change, you filthy animal.
We should prank call somebody. I'm going to play that.
Alright, I like doing people. You know what I'm saying?
What did you say after you do those people?
What's up?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Let's call number one.
Hey, yo, Dr. Bones, I'm going to say what's up. I'll be right back. Hey, you want to start it?
Bones. Alright, I'll start it.
Alright. Alright, number one's on service.
Call number two.
I'll be back.
Alright.
Hello?
bad. That's just ridiculous. That's funny. That's too funny. Play
the
game.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Alright, that number's been changed.
Let's call Asian.
Alright, let me call Asian. I'll be back.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for this. Like, we just straight up took these numbers off the internet, so they're not working. They're fake. Caca. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but it's too funny. The show's great right now. Wish we had a soundboard. I'd be playing songs right now, but I'll just sing you a song instead. Oh, the way you look at me, baby girl, it makes me feel like a man.
Man, how stupid kid is that?
Dude, man, you know what? First of all, like, that conversation we're having, it kind of made me laugh harder than a prank call would. You know what I'm saying?
I think it did.
So let's just butt some more stuff out. Rocky, the movie Rocky. You guys, if none of you guys have seen the movie Rocky, just go pick it up. Because
go buy it and slap yourself for not having it.
Buy it, slap yourself, stick it in the oven, take it out, and put it in your DVD player. And you're going to be like, oh, it doesn't work now. Yeah, it doesn't, stupid, because you should have bought it a long time ago. You shouldn't have put it in the oven.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
Hey, real quick, you think La Pedro listens to our show?
La Pedro? Maybe. Why?
I don't know. I was thinking about giving him a little quick PC.
Let's give him a little PC, and then when he answers, it's going to be keep the change, you filthy animal. Let's do it.
All right, hang on, man. I'm here.
All right.
Let me set this up real quick. Are you going to start it, right?
Start it off.
I'll be back.
All right, this is interesting. I hope this works, guys. His name is Pedro Goodman. He's crazy. Hello?
He hung up.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I didn't mean to play that to you, buddy. My finger was on the trigger.
Oh, okay.
Guys, okay, this is something I want you guys to do. This is your guys' job as listeners. Millions of listeners, this is your guys' jobs. Send us a quote. Tell me a quote, if you know me. Tell me a quote to play on the show, because one of our next shows we're going to have in the new year, it's just going to be a show full of quotes, you know, like funny quotes. You know what I'm saying, Cetra?
I feel you, man. I feel you on that one.
Like just funny quote. Here's a funny quote from the movie Happy Gilmore. If you've never, ever heard this quote, you're in for a treat right now.
It's so funny.
Get ready.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me asleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of... Shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, Ben Stiller.
Ben. Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
I think I got somebody else to call.
Is it going to be a prank call or are we going to talk to him?
No, it's a prank call.
Prank call?
Yeah, his name is Chance.
Chance?
Yeah. He's a white guy. He skates.
All right.
Like, he does hockey.
I have a good intro to talk to him.
All right. Hey, I'll be back, man.
All right. Chance. All right, guys. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to pretend like I've seen him on Real Chance of Love. So we'll just do this. See how it works. Bump, bump. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Chance?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is Chance?
Yeah.
Dude, I swear I saw you on VH1 one time. Real Chance with Love, is that you, brother? Is that you?
Get him out.
He doubted himself for a second.
I don't know. Is that me?
Was I on there? You should have jumped in, man.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
No.
You should have just jumped in on them and been like, hey, man, guess what? I'm going to tell you.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Dude, that never gets old. I don't care how many times I play it. Here's another funny quote, guys.
Oh, finally. Hey, who's got my hat?
Look, I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Tell me that's not funny. That's like, I remember when I was a little kid, and I saw that on TV. I literally, like, almost wet myself, like, when I saw that. It's one of the funniest things I ever saw. And then my mom came. It was a big mess. And
she beat you with a stick. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went pee-pee. And she spanked me. And then poop flew everywhere. And then it was just a bad situation.
Yes.
What'd you say?
What?
Okay.
Goodbye.
Am I talking to Chance? Oh, man. I wish you guys were here to see our studio right now. There's, like, graffiti everywhere. Like, somebody just, like, peed everywhere. It's just a bad situation.
Hey, Doc.
What?
I got a person. Work.
You got a person to call?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah?
She's right.
She's what?
She works. Right.
All right.
Well, you want to start off?
Yeah, I'll start off.
I'm out.
Dang, something's going on right now. So if you guys don't know, in our studio, me and Tetra, we have separate little chamber thingies. Like, my thing keeps cutting in and out on my earlobe. I have little earpieces we put in our mouth, and it's cutting in and out on me. It's messing me up. We'll fix it, though. We'll get it all back together.
Hello?
Keep the change, you filthy animal. Keep the change.
Because they hang up right away.
You hung up right away?
As soon as you play that. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I will keep nothing.
I will keep nothing. This has been a weird show, dude. In the beginning, the guy beatboxing. People were... That guy straight up beatbox on my show, man. Get out of here.
Stupid punk.
Stupid punk. You don't come on my show and pretend like you beatbox. You know where you're going to go? You're going to go in a cage with Mikey. You're going to stink it up. You know why people think Maricopa County Jail's bad, man? I'll stick you in a chamber with Mikey for a couple hours, and you're going to want to kill yourself. You're going to want to get the rope and stick it on your neck, and I'm like, hey, you get down, boy. And then when you get down, I'm going to look at you in the eyes.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh, man.
What is love?
I don't know what's going on here. Somebody call in right now.
Somebody please push the number one on your cell phone.
Somebody press the number one. Have the balls to talk to us, please.
Ooh, no balls.
Just no balls. You don't have
no balls.
No balls. Nope, you don't. You don't have bass down low.
I got bass down low.
I can't even play it. I want to play these songs for you guys, but our soundboard's so jacked up.
You know, that was going to be my intro.
God, see how stupid it sounds? This is going to be my intro tonight. Rihanna, Only Girl in the World. I love that song so much. It won't even play, see?
Stop that, man. You take that off.
I love that song so much, but it's just being caca right now.
I hate caca.
I hate caca, like Mickey. Mickey eats caca. Dang, dude. I hate Mickey. Let's just have a little roasting session on Mickey. Mickey! Right. Come here. Come here.
I punched you.
Come here. All right, sit down. I'm going to look at you right in the eyes. Tetra's looking at you, too, from over there. Look at me in the eyes, Mickey. I hate you. I hate your family. I hope you fall off a bridge and a shark jumps up and eats you when you're falling. That's all. That's pretty mean. I'm sorry, Mickey. You got anything to tell him, Tetra?
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, look at him. He's talking to you.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mick. On Thanksgiving, you guys didn't run out of corn, huh, because you always sell it? That's what I thought. Hey, you have an endless supply of fruit, huh? Because you're a bunch of mangoes. Hey, Mickey. You look like crap.
Hey, Mickey, you're brown. Oh, man, Mickey, you're stupid.
Mickey, every time I look at someone, I throw up. Is that cool? All right.
You know what he said? Si, senor. Exactly what he said.
Don't look at me in the eyes. I take it as a challenge.
And he'll run up at you and give you an elbow right in your nose. And guess what? Your nose can go crooked.
Death to Mickey.
That's just ridiculous. Oh. How are you doing, Tetra? How are you doing today? We haven't really talked much. I'm right here.
I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing good, man?
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, I don't have work till Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So this whole week has been pretty nice.
That's good. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I had work a couple times. It's good. Good stuff. I'm going to Chicago this weekend. It's going to be nice.
What are you doing at?
Snowy. What'd you say?
Why are you going there for?
My graduation present.
Okay, goodbye.
Yep. It's going to be nice.
Dude, I'm going to get a handshake for my graduation present. What does that tell me?
Really? You know what Mickey got for his graduation? Because you guys, Mickey's really old. Like, he's not as old as, he's not as young as you guys think he is. He's pretty old.
He's like, what, 68?
I think so. I think he's pretty old. Mickey's an old man. But he got an apple core for his graduation. That's what he told me. I was like, hey, Mickey, what'd you get for your graduation? I remember one time we were talking. I was like, Mickey, what'd you get for your graduation? He's like, oh, you know, I didn't get much for my graduation. But I got an apple core. I forgot what he told me. It's like Manzano core or something. I don't remember. And then I said, Mickey, I hate you. And I used my foot to kick him out of my face. Because that's what I do. Do you have any good memories with Mickey, Tetra?
Oh, let me see. I think one time I caught him in the bathroom, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I walked in, uh-huh. And, like, he was naked doing push-ups. And I was like, Mickey, que pasó? And he was like, no, senor, please get out. And I was like, Mickey, get the out, man. I will punch you in the face. I got to use the bathroom. Like, no, senor, get out.
Dude, that's so weird, because one time, it was here at the studio. You didn't come in yet. And I was sitting here, and I was talking to Jim, agent Jim White. I was talking to Jim, and I was like, Jim, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh, dude, hold on. I got to go to the bathroom. Jim stopped the conversation. I ran to the bathroom. Mickey was in there, you know. You know what Mickey was doing.
Blowing it up.
No, worse. He was slapping the ham. And I was like, I was like, Mickey, not in our studio bathroom, man. And then he was like.
He finished.
That's not what happened, okay? For the love of God, that's not what happened. I was like, Mickey, what are you doing? And then he was, okay, let's calm down here, guys. The studio's erupting right now. I was like, Mickey, what's going on? And he put the tweezers and the magnifying glass down. And then he looked at me in the eyes and he was like, Señor, no está contenta en mi casa. And then, like, all he's telling me all this stuff. And I was like, Mickey, I don't care. And then he looked at me, and he was like, saca la basura. He told me to take out the trash. And I was like, Mickey, I ain't going to take out the trash. And then I gave him a tombstone, and it was all over. Hey, me and Tetra on shrooms right now, guys. Sorry. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, this is what happened in your shrooms, guys. I'm not going to lie.
This is what happens when you come in your studio and it's all messed up, and then you have a guy calling your show and he's beatboxing like a hobo. Oh, my goodness, that's funny. Do you have any other memories of him?
Of Mickey?
Yeah.
I remember one time he came to my house.
Uh-huh.
Why did he come to your house, dude? I beat the crap out of him for coming over there.
Like bad?
Yeah, I pushed him.
I would have
stomped
on him.
I stomped on his face until brains come out.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, that's going to happen 6 out of 10 times.
And then what did he say after that?
He's like.
It was a little baby one. It was really airy. It was like. I know what you mean. I hate those.
60% of the time, 100% of the time, that's going to happen.
50% of the time, every time, that's going to happen when you come over here, Mickey. I remember one time, I looked out my window. And I saw Mickey going down the street with a pogo stick, and I was like, this can't be happening. So I pulled out my BB gun, and I shot him in the head. And then he's really not been the same since. Like, his eyes all jacked up. I got to punch him really hard in the side of his head for him to get back to normal. God, I hate him. You got any other stories?
I don't know. One time, we were in the car together,
uh-huh.
And we were just driving. He touched the radio.
Uh-huh.
It's like, dual space out. The rest of his body stayed, but his face was fine.
Oh, man, that's funny. Dude, Mickey's the worst, you know? If you guys ever get the chance to see Mickey, I swear to God, just run away. Just, like, don't even think twice. Just, like, take off as fast as you can.
The other way.
Other way. Run.
I mean, if you could run into him if you want, but he'll probably try to bite you.
He'll probably just, like, absorb you like a starfish, so don't try to do that. He's really dangerous. He's really dangerous. I think he's a sexual child predator. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of things wrong with Mickey. I've been to his house, and there's, like, little kid dolls everywhere, and I'm like, Mickey, what's all this for? And he's all, don't worry about it. And I was like, okay.
Do you remember when we walked into his house?
Yeah.
And there was, like, a little mouse going across the floor?
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, he just pulled out a freaking bat and hit it.
Yeah.
And we're like, Mickey, what the heck? And he's like, Gomiba. And he just hit it. I was like, Mickey, what's wrong with you?
Crazy. God, man.
When are we going to buy him a new hat?
Huh?
And we're going to buy him a new hat. He's always in that stupid Boston hat.
He's wearing that stupid Boston hat, always pointing towards the east. Like, he's
not
like,
the west.
He's like, I only wear my hat towards the east side, homie. I'm
beat
like,
the crap out of him for talking to us like that.
Hey, Mickey, come here. Come in the closet. I lock him in there for like a day. And then I don't feed him nothing. And then when he comes out, he's a little skinny. I punch him right in the ribs. So his ribs are popping out. I punch him right between his third and fourth rib. So I know he can feel it. And then when he falls to the ground, I'm like, you like that? I just run away, you know?
I remember one time, do you remember Mickey's kid?
Yeah.
Moko?
Huh?
Remember Mickey's kid, Moko?
Yeah, Moko. I hate Moko.
I remember changing his diaper one time.
Uh-huh.
And Mickey wasn't expecting it.
Uh-huh.
And he smashed his face into the diaper. And Mickey was like, good one, senor.
Good
and I was
one.
Like, shut up.
And he just wiped it all over his face.
Yeah, I remember one time that I put pneumonia and, like, Ajax in the bathroom, and I made him clean our bathrooms. He almost died, dude.
I remember this, like, vividly. Like, really. It's like when I first met Mickey. He was the butler for my house. And I went in the bathroom, right? And, dude, he was, like, cleaning our bathroom naked, right? And so I'm like, to myself, I'm like, I forget how old I was. I was, like, 11 or 12. I was like, what the heck? What does he do naked? Anyway, I saw him naked, and he was, like, bent over my bathtub, you know? So his butt's in the air. And he's, like, cleaning it. Dude, that poor Ajax in his butt. And he screamed so loud. Like, he said it burned so bad. And I was like, hey, man. A kid's got to do what he got to do. I just walked away.
Oh, I think I was talking about this, but I shouldn't tell anybody. You know that website, Chat Roulette?
Yeah, Chat Roulette.
I've never been on it before, right? Until yesterday. So, I was on it yesterday. The worst thing ever. Like, do not ever go on that.
Don't, guys. Don't you dare.
Like, okay, I went on it. The first thing I saw. Okay, this is legit. Some big naked guy. Big and hairy. He was, like, spread naked, jerking it.
Slapping
I started crying. Yeah, he was slapping Mickey's Hammond.
His Hammond?
One side.
Mr. Hammond.
Yes. Side is a Pomone. So I don't want to say the Spanish accent until time on.
Yeah.
But, dude, don't go on. I got banned from Chat Roulette.
Don't go on there, guys, really, because that's just like it's a bad situation for everybody.
It's never good.
It's bad. You might run into Mickey on there, and he's, like, saying some weird thing. His little airy farts. You guys just don't want that. It's a bad situation. It's just a bad situation. I mean, it's ridiculous. This actually
is my show.
This actually went by really fast.
It went by really fast.
Really fast. I mean, I hope you guys have enjoyed just our banter, because that's pretty much what this show's been. Like, we just laughed. I mean, we try to prank call people, but it's hard to find prank calls when, like, nobody's really giving you prank call numbers to prank call, so we got to look them up, and they're all canceled.
I mean, if you guys want to push one, that'd be really cool, but I guess you guys don't like us that much.
Yeah, I guess you guys don't like us. I guess the, like, 2,000 people that listen at one time, I guess they don't like us, you know? Well, whatever.
So, Doctor, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to be here.
No, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Oh, tomorrow. Okay. I have like a... I can't believe I forgot this. We have a little bit of time left. Tomorrow we have The Green from Hawaii interviewing them. Great band. The week after, we have Fayuca on Wednesday. It's this band from Arizona. I read about them in the newspaper. Well, I'm not going to get into that. And then on Thursday, we have the biggest guest we've ever had in our entire show career. And that's saying a lot. From the people we've had on. Feel me?
I feel you.
Okay, feel it. And then his name is Jake Shimabukuro. You guys go on YouTube. You're probably not going to know how to type that in. Just type in Jake, J-A-K-E, and then space, and then put Ook, U-K-E. I don't have a lot of time, but type that in. Look him up on YouTube. Best ukulele player in the world, and he's going to be on our show next week, Thursday. Thank you guys for tuning in.
No, it's not, baby. What?
You walking in my face, I'm going to knock you out, girl. I'm going to knock you out, girl. Don't look at me like that. I'm going to knock you out, girl.